Prophetic elders call out and rebuke false Trump prophets. A bomb cyclone is headed to the Pacific Northwest. Gateway Church announces layoffs. And celebrities are openly admitting that they are witches. Plus, Pope Francis appoints woke preacher. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and these are your top stories of the week. A once-in-a-decade bomb cyclone just hit the U.S. In this Michael Snyder piece, he says that a bomb cyclone that is hitting the Northwest is going to be even worse than the experts originally thought. It is being projected that this rapidly intensifying bomb cyclone will stall near the West Coast, and that means that some areas of California, Oregon, and Washington could get pounded by very high winds and relentless rain for days. In fact, the Washington Post is reporting that some areas of California could actually get 20 inches of rain. That much rainfall in such a short period of time would likely cause extreme destructive flooding. In the mountains, there will be blizzard conditions in some areas, and the amount of snowfall will be measured in feet, not inches. This storm is extremely rare, and he says that our weather is getting so crazy that they're actually having to invent new terms to describe it. A bomb cyclone will be funneling moisture from a Category 5 atmospheric river to the West Coast, and it is expected to stall along the coast and hammer the area with hazardous conditions through the week and into the weekend. The storm's fastest increase in strength will be from Tuesday to Wednesday, and correspondingly, that is when the strongest winds, 50 to 70 miles per hour, will be felt from the south along the immediate Pacific coast and from the southeast in and east in the Cascades and the Siskiyous. Sorry if I'm not saying that correctly. But there's a lot of things that we need to be praying for. I live here in Florida, and we just saw God dissipate and break apart Hurricane Milton that was supposed to come in and do a lot worse damage than it actually did. And we just saw God work a miracle, and that eye wall fell apart before it actually hit mainland. And so join with us and pray. Put in the comments that you're praying for the Pacific Northwest, that they will be spared from this bomb cyclone, because God is bigger than the weather. Jesus stood up and said, "Peace, be still," and the storm stopped. And so we pray that and declare that over the Pacific Northwest right now. Now, Pope Francis, he appoints a pro-LGBTQ woke preacher. Pope Francis has sparked controversy among Catholics for appointing a pro-LGBTQ Father Roberto Pasolini as the preacher of the papal household. So that means that he is working in the Vatican. Concerns about Father Pasolini stem from past statements in which he has speculated about same-sex relationships in biblical narratives. In one instance, he encouraged imagining a homosexual relationship between Jonathan and King David, even when we know that it is not written that way. They just said that they had love for each other. Similarly, he suggested that the Roman centurion's concern for his servant could hint at a romantic bond, rhetorically asking, why was he so dear to him? Why was he working well? Maybe there was a relationship between the two of them. He seems very intrigued by these potential things and these fantasies that are not biblical. Pasolini went further, suggesting that homosexuality might have existed within the circle of the disciples, between Jesus and the disciples, Jesus and Lazarus, citing strong expressions of love in Scripture, such as when it was written that Jesus loved Lazarus. These things seem to be very blasphemous. So he also encouraged Catholics to engage with gay culture, recommending watching Brokeback Mountain, reading gay novels, living with our gay friends, and listening to them as they listen to the Lord. Very troubling, and this is not the type of voice that should be given high authority in the church. Pray for our Catholics, our Catholic friends and family, as their potential influence with this. We need to stay biblical and grounded in all things. Now, celebrities are openly admitting to practicing witchcraft. In a world where we see a rise in the occult, we are seeing more and more celebrities admitting to be part of the witchcraft scene. As Christians, we must press in and pray for these people to have their lives changed. In a reaction video by Nick Jones, he shared the Instagram photos of Kendall Jenner, the sister of Kim Kardashian, admitting to being a witch on her birthday. In the Instagram post, Jenner posted photos on her birthday, photos of her birthday cakes with the caption, "Another year, I'm blessed, thank you." However, one of the cakes had writing on it saying, "Witches don't age." So blessed, Jones asks, blessed by who? He also points out that Jenner has 290 million followers on Instagram. That's a lot of people that she has influence over. Another major celebrity who recently admitted to being a witch is Ariana Grande, who is now starring in the new film Wicked, is apparently more than just an on-screen witch, but is a literal one and is practicing that as well. In an interview, Grande discussed her love for her love of tarot cards and doing readings for people when she is on set. She actually says that she is the witchiest witch. Pray for celebrities like Jenner and Grande to find the true hope of Jesus Christ. They have a lot of influence, and we need to make sure that the influence is godly, not demonic. So pray for them, because they are people that are very in very high influencers. And Gateway Church layoffs coming among a massive tithing drop. In reaction to the scandal that broke earlier this year with Robert Morris, the former pastor of Gateway Church, it coming to light that his previous sexual indiscretions happened with a minor. He has resigned from the church, and the church has actually taken a lot of loss with that. And so with the loss of attendance, the tithing has gone way down as well. So Gateway Church has announced that there will be layoffs for staff members on the horizon. Gateway Elder Kenneth Fambro gave an update on the financial status of the church last week. He says that we have in fact seen our tithes reduced between 35 and 40%. As a result, we really need to go and start looking at the ministry itself and looking into some staff reductions. And speaking to the staff, he said, if your department is dissolved or reduced, you will receive the same severance package as those who took the voluntary severance. This is 1 month for every year of service, up to 4 months. Continue to pray for Gateway and all who have been affected by the swift changes that have taken place this year. Let us know in the comments that you're praying with us for the people of Gateway Church. They're going through a hard time. Imagine if that was your church and that happened with your pastor, what you would be going through. And so all the people that have been members of Gateway Church or have gone through this disillusionment, just pray for them, because they are loved by God, and sheep without a shepherd is not a good thing. And our top story right now, Cindy Jacobs, prophetic elders rebuke false Trump prophecy. Prophetic ministry leader Cindy Jacobs and Bishop Bill Hammond have rebuked a false Trump prophecy that spoke about the judgment of America as well as the Leviathan spirit in conjunction with it. And our top story right now, Cindy Jacobs, prophetic elders rebuke false Trump prophecy. Prophetic ministry leader Cindy Jacobs and Bishop Bill Hammond have rebuked a false Trump prophecy that spoke about the judgment of America as well as the Leviathan spirit in conjunction with it. In a recent Zoom call of the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, Cindy Jacobs, Bishop Bill Hammond, Jennifer LeClaire, and James Gall came together to provide their public statement on this false prophecy. The statement began saying, "From the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders targeting President Donald Trump and America, the ACPE was initially convened after several questionable national level words were released, prophetic words that caused great confusion with the body of Christ. As the Council of Prophetic Elders, our intent remains to hear the word of the Lord together and to seek God's wisdom. Jacob notes that God is not the author of confusion or fear, and if words bring about these items, then their validity must be questioned. They go on to talk more about these words, not necessarily the people that were giving those words, but the words themselves that were speaking out against those. Now, you can click the link in the description for if you want to read this article and watch the video of them actually having this discussion, as well as any of the articles that I've mentioned in this video. You can go to the description and click that and then join us on charismanews.com. The ACP judges these words as false. Our concerns are as follows. We believe these words are not inspired by the Holy Spirit and failed to pass the scriptural test for discerning the New Testament prophetic words. We must consider every single prophetic word and test the spirit behind it, taking it to scripture and prayer. That is how we need to be able to respond to prophetic words. Take it to the scripture and prayer. And it's important to understand what God is saying prophetically, but not every word that is said is actually from God. Use discernment and you will be in much better shape. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. These are your top stories of the week.